USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Air travel continues its pandemic rebound as Americans are traveling in ever-increasing numbers. The Transportation Security Administration says it screened more than 2 million passengers on Friday, the first time in more than 15 months that passenger traffic has exceeded that 2 million mark. Even with the travel boost coming from mostly domestic leisure travel, Friday's numbers are still only three-quarters of the crowds that flew in 2019. But that surge is coming as new data shows that 13 states have reached their goal of having 70% of their adult populations at least partially vaccinated. President Biden has set a goal to get 70% of all Americans 18 and older partially vaccinated by July 4th. And one person has been arrested in connection with a shooting in Austin, Texas that left 14 people wounded, two of them in critical condition. Austin police say they had identified two male suspects in the shooting and are still searching for the second man. Police believe the shooting was a result of a dispute between the suspects. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
The Department of Justice is investigating itself. Wendy King explains.
Lawmakers say they want answers after a new article showed that a Trump-era request for lawmakers' cell phone data was retrieved as the former administration sought out leaks during the Russia probe. The Justice Department's Inspector General is looking into the seizure of House Democrats' metadata during the Trump administration. Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco referred the case to the IG. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and the chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Dick Durbin, say that former Attorneys General Bill Barr and Jeff Sessions must testify under oath to the committee. The demand came after revelations that the Trump administration had secretly gathered device data from Democratic members and staff of the House Intelligence Committee as they investigated internal leaks during the Russia probe. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The Department of Justice is moving against new, stricter voting laws. Wendy King has more.
Attorney General Merrick Garland has announced that the Justice Department will double its enforcement staff to investigate voting rights violations, calling the right to vote the cornerstone of democracy. Garland denounced some states' efforts, largely heralded by Republican lawmakers, to suppress the vote, including more stringent voter ID requirements and vote-by-mail restrictions. He said the Civil Rights Division will use provisions under the Voting Rights Act to ensure existing and new voting laws don't discriminate against certain classes of voters, including people of color. During a speech in Tulsa, Oklahoma a few weeks ago, President Biden urged voting rights groups to begin to redouble their efforts to register and educate voters. He asked Vice President Kamala Harris to lead the effort to protect voting rights. While the House has passed federal voter protections, the legislation is in peril in the Senate, where Senator Joe Manchin said he would break from his party to oppose it. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And Danish soccer star Christian Eriksen is awake and stable after collapsing during a match at the European Championships. Eriksen collapsed on the field near the end of the first half of the Denmark-Finland match. Medics performed CPR on Eriksen on the field to revive him. The Danish Football Federation says Eriksen is undergoing further tests in a Copenhagen hospital. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.